Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris came out swinging last night at their first joint appearance at the top of the Democratic Party ticket. KYW's Pat Loeb reports the event at a Wilmington high school was subdued by COVID-19 concerns.
Now let me introduce to you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
The weird silence that followed what would have been a huge applause line in normal times underscored the precautions the campaign is taking for COVID-19 and made a point of contrast with the Trump administration's response, which both candidates excoriated, blaming it for the economic crash. Harris showed her skill with the zinger.
He inherited the longest economic expansion in history from Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And then, like everything else he inherited, he ran it straight into the ground.
After the speeches, the candidates' spouses joined them, and all four put on masks as they left. The Philadelphia Art Commission has voted unanimously to let the city remove the statue of Christopher Columbus from Marconi Plaza in South Philly and put it in storage temporarily. They did put a couple of conditions on that decision.
We want to see this statue have a place somewhere. It shouldn't be on public land. That was made very clear. But there are plenty of opportunities to move it elsewhere, and the city now needs to embark on a process to make that happen.
Chairman Alan Greenberg says the commission understands it may take a while to determine where the statue could ultimately reside, but the commission is requiring updates to make sure the process does move forward.
The park is not the statue, but the statue is meaningful in that place, and there was a lot of discussion about the journey of the Italian-American immigrant community, and that's a story worth telling, but the heroes in that one may be ordinary people rather than a selected icon.
The city's chief cultural officer, Kelly Lee, says the city will seek public input on a replacement. City officials are trying to pinpoint why Philadelphia is seeing a record number of shootings and homicides so far this year. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson spoke with a district attorney who rejects any notion that his policies are contributing to the surge.
With more than 1,100 people shot in Philadelphia and 260 homicides, District Attorney Larry Krasner points to the pandemic, poverty, and systematic racism for the spike.
The big long-term issues are the ones that are most daunting. This is a city that has an outsized police department, largest city, and yet it has chronically high levels of violence.
Philadelphia is now second in the nation with the highest homicide rate. When pressed about whether his leadership as the city's top prosecutor creates a sense of lawlessness, something both the U.S. attorney and police union have criticized him for.
This is nothing but the kind of code words that Lee Atwater and Richard Nixon and Donald Trump, with his divisive and racist rhetoric, have been planning to use all along.
Krasner testified in the emergency gun violence hearings and defended his office, saying they are charging crimes appropriately. New Jersey plans to allow for the resumption of in-person instruction at schools across the state in the fall if it can be done safely. If not, districts can submit a plan for remote classes for approval. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Teacher unions and district officials alike were becoming increasingly skeptical about resuming in-person classes. Interim Education Commissioner Kevin Diemer says this new plan allows for more flexibility.
First, ensuring schools can resume in-person instruction while meeting health and safety standards. And second, allowing the time that school communities need to plan for and implement those health and safety standards while continuing to provide instruction and other school services remotely.
Parents continue with the option to have their kids learn at home if they want. Willingboro, for example, is going virtual through mid-November.
Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court unanimously sided with Governor Murphy in a ruling that a plan to borrow upwards of $10 billion to cover the pandemic-related tax shortages is constitutional. And after testing positive earlier this month for COVID-19, Doug Peterson has returned to Eagles practice. He says he's already received plenty of experience coaching from home.
I think that's something that the offseason taught us and taught me how to do that virtually. But at the same time, I was chomping. I was ready to get back here and be out on the grass with the players.
The Eagles will have their first practice with pads on Monday. They are set to open their season September 13th in Washington. That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.